Wings, an Eagle fanfic, written by Osprey Archer, read by Sophie Nisba as a gift for Marianas in the 2015 informal Twitter podfic exchange. Tell me if I hurt you. Yes, Domine, said Eska, in the mock submissive voice he knew Marcus loathed. But he was angry, and he wanted Marcus to be angry. It was only fury that gave Eska the dignity to sit still, gripping the edge of the chill stone bench with sweaty hands, and not bat like a frightened hawk at the sound of the shears singing on the whetstone. But Marcus only set aside the whetstone. Truly, he said, if I hurt you, squawk. I'm not a bird, Eska snapped. I didn't mean it like that, Marcus replied. And if his words were not an apology, his tone was. His leg dragged on the early fallen leaves as he came to stand behind Eska, tugging Eska's left wing, his good wing, to see that it was fully open. Eska wished he would start with the right, because then at least the dreading would be over. But he forced himself to stretch his wings wide so Marcus would not pull on them. He hated this, sitting still, spreading his wings till the bad wing ached, and letting his masters cripple him. The good little slave, so obedient. Where now, the chieftain's son? He had fought the first time, until the soldiers threatened to pinion him. They held him down. They broke his right wing. That badly healed wing grounded Eska as thoroughly as clipping could, but masters always insisted on clipping anyway. And Eska held still for it, though it was a degradation, because he was so afraid of pinioning. Coward. Marcus smoothed Eska's flight feathers. Eska dry swallowed. The new-grown feathers were still tender. If Marcus cut them too short, they would bleed. Have you ever clipped? Eska started and stopped himself, because his voice was near to shaking. Yes, Marcus replied. Eska hated the gentleness of his voice. He was going to clip Eska's wings. He did not need to be kind about it. The shears snicked. Eska clenched his eyes shut so he didn't have to see his wingtips flutter onto the fallen leaves. When? He asked. Snick. Another feather. Marcus did not reply, and Eska suddenly did not want to know. He did not want to learn that Marcus's legion had defeated thus and such tribe and clipped such of them as had wings and sold them into slavery. But at length Marcus said, My uncle, my other uncle, who lived in Rome, had a winged slave. They were silent after that. The shears rasped through another feather. It brushed against Eska's ankle as it fell. Eska gagged. Are you all right?
No!
Marcus was still behind him.
I could finish later?
Eska laughed hollowly.
Did you make the same offer during crucifixions?
Marcus was silent, wounded. It depressed Eska that he could read Marcus's silences so well. The shears amputated another feather tip.
A wing clipping doesn't hurt if it's done properly, Marcus said. Your earlier masters... Did they not know how to clip?
You saw my wings in the arena, Eska said tersely. Eska's last master before the arena had clipped Eska's wings unevenly because it made him laugh to see Eska careen wildly when he tried to fly. A good party trick it had been for him, and a pretty pile of sesterces it had made him when the circus master, roaring with laughter, bought Eska for his show. Marcus finished clipping Eska's left wing and moved over to Eska's right. Eska's heartbeat roared in his ears. The once broken wing did not open as fully as it ought to for proper clipping, and Romans always tried to force it, and it hurt. But Marcus's hand hesitated, gingerly feeling the wing's swollen joint. This was broken, he said, half asking. Yes. Surely Marcus had seen in the arena that Eska's wing was crippled. But he had not seen Eska try to fly since then, and Eska's wing did not look broken when folded. All right, said Marcus. I'll clip it like this, then. He released Eska's wing, and Eska almost gasped in relief that Marcus was not going to try to force it to open fully.
But of course Marcus would be gentle of someone else's scars. Of course nothing. The master who had misclipped Deska's wings had been lame, even as Marcus was. The second wing went slowly. The shears tugged the feathers as they snipped, but the pain was so much less than Eska had expected that he felt grateful. Grateful, because Marcus was crippling him gently. But then Marcus smoothed his hand down Eska's wing. Eska tensed at the shock of the touch, for since his leg had healed, Marcus avoided touching Eska as assiduously as if he thought Eska were cursed. Some Romans did, Eska knew. They did not grow wings, and thought any who did must be less than human. And, growing no wings themselves, the Romans often did not seem to see Eska's wings as a part of his body. Perhaps Marcus liked the feel of the feathers, and forgot that Eska could feel the touch. Ah, the anger had burned away that shameful flicker of gratitude. That, at least, was good. A gentle tug. Marcus pulled a feather loose. Preening me. Eska realized. I can preen myself, he snapped. Can you now, said Marcus, a perfect mirror of Eska's mild scorn, when Marcus insisted he could walk on his bad leg much further than both of them knew he could. Of course Eska could not. Even if his wings were healthy, he could not preen it all himself. Wing folk were meant to be paired, like swans. But that was a sacred thing. He could not say it to a Roman. Any more than he could say, when you touch my wings, I want to scream. It isn't fitting for you to do it, he said instead. But perhaps Marcus heard the other thoughts in Eska's stony voice, because he stopped preening Eska. Instead, he clipped the last feathers and stepped back and asked, how is that? Are they balanced? Eska flapped his wings slowly. Yes, he said, and brought them forward, touching their clipped edges gently with his hand. Beautifully done. Do not feel grateful for this either, he told his traitor self. You could clip slaves' wings, if you are still looking for work, he added. Of course I am, Marcus was rueful. He sat next to Eska, stretching out his leg. It ached when he stood still on it for so long. I do not think there are enough winged slaves to make a living from it. And it would only pay once a year, after the molt. You could make a deal more money pinioning, Eska said, needling. I do not think I could cripple people for money, Marcus said. He sounded hurt again, and it infuriated Eska. What do you think you just did? He snapped. Not that I could fly, even with unclipped wings. But what do you think you just did? A long pause. Marcus did not look at him, but ran a finger down a carving on the edge of the bench. But you can fly, he said. The first time I saw you, you flew into the arena. That was not flying, Eska said. It was... He searched for a comparison. When I met you, you could walk after a fashion, if it were not too far and had someone to lean on. And as you could walk, so I can fly. Marcus looked at him. Rufius Galerius might be able to reset your wing, he said. I will ask him. Eska went very still. He wanted to rage or weep. He had thought he could not owe Marcus more than the life debt, but this, he had not wanted his life, but his wings. They would be useless to him. He could hardly fly away with such a debt weighing on him. No, Eska said. What? Marcus was stunned. I said no. Do not speak to him. Eska faced Marcus, the two of them sitting side by side, and they stared at each other as they had not stared since the first day. Marcus's astonishment slipped into anger. I didn't realize you were a coward. A coward! Yes, said Marcus. How can you say no to this? Except from fear of pain. It is not the pain. But of course Marcus thought it was so. Eska had just sat trembling under his hands for a simple wing clipping, sat still for his own crippling, because he was so afraid of pinioning. Coward. So he was, but not in this. It is not the pain, Eska repeated, but he could not think how to explain. I cannot owe you this debt. It would be... There will be no debt, Marcus protested. You will have to pay Rufus Iska, and so Uncle bought you, and I have not spent any of my back pay. And someone would have to take care of... I would only be caring for you as you cared for me. You would owe me no debt for...
It is not the same, Eska interrupted.
It would be a favor to me, as it was not to you. I cared for you because it was my duty, because I am... He had to swallow.
My slave, said Marcus. There was a bitter twist to his mouth.
And so I could order you to let Rufus Galerius see to your wing.
A dullness spread from Eska's stomach through his body.
Why?
So he could heal you. Marcus was angry again. Do you want to remain crippled? Do you like being in pain? Does it not hurt to think you will never fly again?
Eska gave a sort of laugh. So Rufus Galerius might heal my wing.
So? I couldn't fly with clipped wings.
I could leave them unclipped, and... Marcus's face wrinkled, thinking.
And you could carry messages.
Oh, and you have so many friends you need messages carried to? Eska asked bitterly.
No, said Marcus. But others do, and I cannot rely forever on my uncle's charity.
Eska felt as if he had been hit in the stomach.
You would trust me to fly away free in the air and come back like a falcon to Jess.
Marcus didn't hesitate.
Yes.
And he would be right. The honor debt would keep Eska more surely than clipped wings.
Damn him, damn him, damn him. He would own Eska's soul and not just his body.
You could earn money toward your freedom with it at the same time, Marcus said. So kind, so generous, so pleased with himself. Keep your tips, part of the profits even.
Damn him.
So I will speak to Rufus Galerius, Marcus said, standing. Eska shook his head, mute. The pain will be worth it when your wings have healed.
It is not about the pain, Eska shouted, and he was on his feet.
Listen to me, Marcus. I do not care about the pain. I was a warrior of the Brigantes and took all my warrior markings and did not cry out once. I do not want you to talk to Rufus Galerius because I already owe you a life debt, and I cannot owe you for anything that...
I actually want, he almost said, but it choked him on the way up.
He swerved and said instead, Of course I want to fly again. But not if the only way is to bind myself to you.
Marcus stared at him, eyes large, face bloodless.
Fine, he said, and hurled the shears at the ground with such force that they bounced up again and nearly sliced into Eska's leg.
Stay a cripple, then. And he stormed outside.
Eska remained in the courtyard, shaking. The wind blew up, swirling leaves and feather tips around his feet. He settled his wings around him. They were too short to keep out the cold. The end.